have come to this third Sunday of Advent, which means here we are 3/4 of the way, actually more, because even though there is a fourth Sunday of Advent, there are not many days in that fourth week of Advent. Just a few days after the fourth Sunday, the great day, the great feast of Christmas Eve and Christmas Day comes. And comes the Redeemer of the world, the Savior of all mankind. So again, the urgency of the readings is very apropos. The Lord indeed is near. Hurry out. Get ready. If you haven't gotten ready yet, get ready now. And so it is. And there are so many, many things to be done. Now we have done most of the things that need to be done for the church. And as a result, are tremendously exhausted. But we still have many other things that we need to be done for our own souls and for the salvation of the souls of our family and friends, especially those who do not believe, especially those who have abandoned the faith and have gone after false prophets, who preach false doctrines, but their ears are itching for false doctrines, says St. Paul the Apostle. And so here our Lord gives us, through this Holy Gospel of St. Luke, the beloved physician, the beloved disciple who gave us so many, many things that the other apostles and evangelists did not give us, that we need to be ready. Now we go forward in the Gospel, in the liturgy, 30 years. The baby Jesus has been born, and he has been in hiding, and has gone to Egypt. And out of Egypt I have called my son, and he's returned to Nazareth, where in silence in the holy house of Nazareth, which is now the holy house of Loreto in Italy, in Recanati near Ancona, on the Adriatic Sea. There he has spent 30 years in recollection, in prayer, in silence, giving us an example. For what he does for us is an example how we should follow. And so now he has come forth. St. John has pointed him out, or will very soon. And then these people are wondering, is St. John the Messiah? And of course he isn't. He is a precursor of the Messiah. He is also the cousin of the Messiah, because it is of St. Zechariah and St. Elizabeth that he is born in their old age, as the Archangel Gabriel said to Mary. And now, Elizabeth, your kinswoman, who is thought to be barren, is in her 6th month. And that was in March. He was born in June. And now, 6 months later, the Messiah is about to be born. But this is 30 years later. On top of that, the history of salvation takes place right before our eyes, as we wonder in joy and love and trepidation. Trepidation, yes, because, as he says, he will take the wheat and the chaff, he will throw into the fire, the unquenchable fire, which are the fires of hell, the eternal fires of hell. And so, today, we are reminded of all these realities. In the meantime, we physically and spiritually prepare for the great day that is about to come, the day of the birth of Christ, which we recollect, remember, relive in the sacred liturgy, because this has already happened 2,000 years ago. And so today we rejoice. Gaudete in Domino, iterum dico gaudete, Rejoice in the Lord, I say. Rejoice. Because He is about to come. And so today, as we celebrate these sacred mysteries, let us prepare ourselves. If we haven't yet, let us prepare ourselves so that we may receive Him with a clean heart, so that when we see Him coming, we may be standing up, as He says, not in fear and trepidation on the floor, on the ground, afraid of our damnation, but standing up in joy and courage, because the Lord is about to come. The Lord our Savior, the Lord our Judge, the Lord who will give us eternal life. So stand up with joy and do not be afraid. Rejoice in the Lord. Always rejoice in the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.